100% locally made. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
A happy hump day, everyone. How are we all feeling?
Mate, amazing.
I didn't even know that it was Wednesday today.
Oh, didn't you?
I thought it was Friday because I thought that yesterday was Thursday. I'm in the wrong time frame.
That is a unique problem for you.
Look at the calendar, check what day of the week we're on. Let's go.
Wednesday's good, though.
Wednesday's a great day. Middle of the week, let's push through it.
Okay, you did trivia last night.
Yes.
How was it?
It was great. My final ever trivia here in Newcastle. It was great.
Did you do a little announcement about that?
Yeah.
And your regulars.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Appreciate it. It's been lovely. Your next host next week is going to be just as good. That's a lie.
Obviously, if you've ever seen Scott do trivia, wow, you will know that is true.
Well, again, maybe another time.
Yeah.
Maybe another time.
In another dimension.
Yeah.
In a galaxy far, far away. What is that?
Quite possibly. You never know.
you never know what's going to happen.
I'm a believer in multiple universes.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Are you a Marvel guy?
No, I'm not. I think that's more Scott's domain.
Across the multiverse, mate.
Yeah, that's it. I think there's other versions of us doing different things.
Oh, no. Don't
like
say
an
that.
Infinite timeline. Now, this is interesting.
Yeah, so it'll be where, like, Ari's the button pusher. This show exists exactly the same, but Ari's the one pushing the buttons
in different
here.
Circumstances. Yeah, right, okay.
And I wear corded hats.
Yeah, fair.
That'll be the only two differences.
You wish.
Oh, I couldn't pull it off. Who am I kidding?
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
I thought I had yesterday while on a hot girl walk heading over Carrington Bridge. What was the worst sport you had to do in high school?
Baseball, I think.
Baseball?
Or softball.
I hated doing gymnastics.
I hated cross country. It was too far, isn't it? It was the pits.
Yeah.
It was the pits. Yesterday, crossing the bridge.
You liked it, Ari?
Freaking loved it.
Yeah. Nothing would be worse than looking over the bridge and I saw the rowers out again. An old mate was struggling, and he was just stuck in the middle of the water, couldn't go anywhere.
Oh, no.
And he was giving up. He was down and
he
out.
Was done.
He was done. And so he's sitting there trying to row, and the paddles are limp, hanging off the side of the canoe kayak thing that he's got. And you could just tell that he wanted to throw in the towel, but he had to get to shore.
He wasn't quite there yet.
He was in the middle of the creek going under the bridge, and I genuinely felt sorry for him. Local high school bloke going up and down the creek in the canoe, and he's made it down one way. He's made it back. Don't know where the rest of his classmates were.
Probably gone home, racked up already.
Yeah. They probably finished, and he was still stranded in the middle. And you go, why do you make people do that? Of all sports, give them a sport that if they don't like it, they could stop and just go,
yeah,
all right, I'm out. You can't exactly stop rowing.
In the middle of the water, you've got to get to shore.
That's true.
I think that's got to go down as a traumatic experience for him, unfortunately, that I have to make it to shore. I have to get there because I have no other choice.
Especially since you were there on the bridge hanging over laughing and pointing.
That's the thing. I was taking photos.
Yeah.
Like, this is funny. You'll remember this in 20 years time.
And so will I when that memories thing comes up on your phone.
Oh my God.
Remember that guy? Oh, what a laugh.
No, I genuinely felt sorry for him. But kudos to those who go up and down the creek. They do it every day.
Yeah.
Jeez. Every day. Up, down, up, down. They must be fit as a fiddle.
Except this guy.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, elite sports. We're all fans of it. The Knights doing so well. Ready to get into the top eight on Sunday, which is exciting. You're wearing your Knights jersey today.
I am.
Yeah, Scott. Just getting in the mood, right?
I copped a lot of slack for it at trivia last night.
Why?
People telling me left and right, there's no way they can make it. And I'm like, excuse me.
That's rude.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
And while we're on the topic of elite sports, how about this? America, they really do elite sports on another level. You think about the NFL and stuff, it's massive, right? Mm-hmm. The NBA. How about the 24-ounce glass of ranch dressing chugging competition, aka sculling?
Scully Ranch down?
This is what started. Now, 24-ounce, that's 709 mil.
That's a lot.
Nearly two schooners. I think a schooner's 425.
425.
So it's, yeah, nearly two schooners.
Of ranch. That's
of ranch dressing. Now, around the team, you're not a fan of ranch, Scott?
Can't say I'm massively over it.
Yeah, Ari, you're a fan, right?
Oh, I love it. Put it on Subway, have it with your wings, whatever.
Yeah, okay. So perhaps you could enter this.
Okay.
It only took 10 seconds
Christ.
For competitor Zach Orvis to scull all 24 ounces of the ranch and take home the win.
Oh, good Lord.
10 seconds for nearly two schooners of it. And then, I mean, this is extraordinary. Zach Orvis is his name. This guy's who will go down in history, no doubt. I mean, where are you going to put all this ranch dressing? Down your throat.
That's clever.
When asked about it, why he how he consumed so much ranch so quickly, he said, I've seen people pour about that much on their salad, so what's the difference?
True.
Well, the difference is that there's like some vegetable mixed in when you have a salad. Well, you just have that. There's nothing to line the sides.
10 seconds would have felt like an eternity trying to glug down some ranch.
Yeah, that'd be thick.
Now, apparently next to each competitor was a bucket for safety. He said, though.
Safety.
He said, I don't feel sick at all. It's just ranch dressing. That is his quote.
Yeah, yuck.
Extraordinary, right? Imagine what his gut is like.
Well, I was going to say, can you imagine trying to train for something like this? Are you drinking it every week?
I guess so. Do you just start with, you know, 10 ounces or like one schooner and then build your way up? Or how do you do it? You just surprise yourself on the day and hope for the best.
Can you imagine the body trying to get rid of it?
Oh,
I know. Thank
you. You know what? Let's leave it there, shall we?
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
I think we've established as well that we love in this room.
Oh, definitely do.
Yeah, we're all happy and loved up and in relationships.
Yeah, we are. Now, you're the most recent to be in a relationship,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So there was a bit of time where you were, you know, you were working on it, right? Trying to find someone.
Yeah, I guess so. Very briefly.
Yeah.
Didn't last very long. Yeah, well, that's right. Well, imagine getting the approval by your boss at work to take time off to pursue a romance. I mean, that's pretty generous, right?
So, like, would you get paid for that?
Well, here you go. A marketing agency over in Thailand has just announced it will be giving employees paid what they call Tinder leave to explore dating options on the app.
Oh, this is, look, this is nice. I mean, for all of us, as we said, we love. Yeah. And how good would it be to have found your love while being paid to do so?
Yeah, I'll take that in a heartbeat.
Well, I met my partner at work, so technically, I was.
Yeah. Are you the one that's... Do you own a dating agency? Do you own a marketing agency in Thailand by any chance?
I refuse to comment.
No comment.
Well, staff at this agency can now take paid days off, so just a certain amount of days, to go on a date and over the course of 6 months get Tinder premium package for free. So it's paid for them.
Oh, what a place to work.
But why?
Yeah, definitely. But that,
what
also
is the
that.
Point of this?
Well, apparently the initiative from July until the end of the year is mainly to boost their well-being, productivity at work. So if you're happy and in a relationship and dating around and having a good time, you're... emotional stability is, you know, increased. So you work better.
So you reckon maybe the people at work there, a bunch of sad sacks and all, like, got no dates.
The boss thinks the way to do it is to pay them to go and have a session.
Go out and have a swiping session,
exactly.
If you will.
Yeah.
We'll give you the day off on pay.
Well, apparently they were always complaining, oh, you know, work-life balance is not good enough.
Right.
No time
for dating.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, give it a rest. Have a cup of concrete. Make it work like the rest of us.
Most people are able to. It's true. But still, I'd take the days off, right?
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And 10/11 days to go, however you want to count it, until your local council election. If you jump online, go to elections.nsw.gov.au, type in local council voting. You can find out the places where you can early vote if you're not able to make it on election
day.
That's
me. I need to.
Yes, so do I. So
thanks for the reminder.
If you jump online and have a bit of a look, early voting kicks off this Saturday, so the 7th. So it's not open Sunday. And this is where I'm getting confused on the website, because it says early voting is between Saturday the 7th and Friday the 13th. But then down the bottom of the page, it said, nowhere's open on Sunday. So don't go on Sunday.
Yeah,
you go Saturday, nothing, Monday through Friday. Plenty of places you can check out where you registered to vote and how you can vote online. So, yeah, the website to go on to electionsnsw.gov.au.
Top tip, do it through the week.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's quiet. It's easy. There's no line.
I don't want to be that guy, but okay. It's so much easier to early vote.
Yeah, it's just much really easier. Lucky that I'm busy that on the election day, so I have to early vote because it is a lot easier.
And you just walk in. You just walk in, and the experiences I've had early voting in the past, don't know whether I can say this, they don't ask. Oh, so you're busy on election day? Oh, yep. And they go,
you can't,
okay.
Yeah, you can't say that. But luckily, it must be luckily. Are you busy as well?
Oh, I am very
I'm busy. What about you, Ari?
No, I'm going to go on the right day because I've never done an early vote.
Oh, well.
I've always been available. I've done nothing.
That's lucky.
If you've applied online, check your letterboxes.
Oh, yes,
because your vote will come in the letterbox. There's a certain date you have to send it off by. I'm not sure what that date is. It'll have all the information on there. If you've done it, check your letterbox because you're expected to postal vote to avoid, I think it's a $55 fine.
Oh, don't be that person who's not participating in democracy.
You do not want to get a fine. If you can go on election day, definitely do go on election day.
Of course, that's the right thing to do.
There's a sausage sizzle up for grabs, but if for whatever reason you can't, definitely go and check out where you can vote and how you can vote early.
There we go. Good information there. Thanks for that, Scott.
The new FM. Hey! We're
gonna wanna remember. The Novos on this day.
The date is September 4, so let's take a look back in history of what happened throughout history. In 1882, on this day, in its first large-scale test, Thomas Edison, the light bulb is used to light New York's Pearl Street Station.
Oh, that would have been, honestly, an extraordinary moment.
Yeah,
like, all light. This time, you've gone along with gas. At that time, it was gas lights, right? Yeah. Which would have been flickery, unreliable.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, there's no gas. How have they even done that?
It's a miracle.
Science, but yeah, electricity through a tiny wire. Are you joking?
Yeah.
Like, that is extraordinary.
Still don't know how it all works, but anyway. In 1888, George Eastman patents the first roll film camera and registers the brand name Kodak.
Oh, that is an interesting company they're gone now pretty much, aren't they?
Yeah, Kodak's gone.
Not much left of them.
They had the patent for digital cameras and the digital technology. And they didn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
And then everyone sort of jumped on the smartphone bandwagon and Kodak went, oh, no, we're sticking to cameras. All right, mate, where'd you end up?
Not too well. They're a dinky website, basically.
Yeah,
now.
Pretty much.
Oh, gosh. Also, on September 4 in 1950, NASCAR's first paved super speedway called Darlington Speedway, based in South Carolina, was, I guess, launched the first race from there. A total of 75 cars entered in the race with 12 different automakers represented. This includes Cadillac, Ford, Pontiac, and Hudson.
Yeah, right. So the NASCAR is round and round and round, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
They've got some interesting fans, don't they?
They do.
like, you see the footage of it, and often they'll do a little shot of the, you know, the fans or whatever, the crowd. You go, wow, they love a singlet that's still got some holes in it, don't they?
Bring the NASCAR to Nui, I say.
Well, yeah, you know what? Not a bad idea.
I reckon we should shut off half the city. Just tell people.
For 9 to 12 months before.
Yep. And then start telling the residents that if you are living in this area, you can't leave your driveway.
Oh, that's true. What a nightmare that was.
Genius. God, you're good at ideas. You should run for local election.
Just put it up in the Hunter Valley like what it used to be, okay?
Yeah, not a bad idea.
All right, 1995, the cult TV series Xena Warrior Princess debuts in the US. Did you guys watch that?
Oh, absolutely.
Nah.
It was
I loved it. Yeah, it's a little spinny round thing.
Yeah. Looked it had like Hercules in there.
That's right. Hercules would randomly show up.
Yeah.
This is a bit odd.
So cool. In 2002, on this day, Kelly Clarkson is crowned the winner of the first series of American Idol.
She's done it right for herself.
She's done very well.
She's so funny too.
Out of all of the reality show, like, singing contestants, maybe done one of the best.
She'd be up there with Guy Sebastian.
Yeah. Oh, not quite as good now. You be careful what you were with your words there.
Jumping to 2018, the Italian city of Florence on this day bans people from eating in four of the main streets in the center of town. So you can't eat through there, otherwise you get like a 500 €1 fine.
Oh, my God.
Still in place today?
Yeah.
They need to calm down with that. Surely, if I want to lick a gelato on a Florentian street, let me.
Florentian.
I mean, what do you mean you can't eat
there? Is that a proper way of saying it? Florentian?
Don't know.
I'm going to Google that later. Also, it is National Wildlife and Macadamia Nut Day today.
Oh, nice.
Plus, Beyonce celebrates her 42nd birthday. Singer James Bay is 33 for September 4th.
Just rewinding a little bit. Did you say it's National Macadamia Inner Wildlife Day?
No. National Wildlife Day as well as Macadamia Nut Day.
That
makes no sense.
I'm glad you clarified. There we go. Bit of history. I've enjoyed it. Happy Macadamia Day, everyone. Let's get out there and celebrate, shall we?
UFM. The Novos.
And spending time at the doctor's, not exactly a pleasant experience. Like, it's not something that you want to see, but sometimes you got to. And they would have seen it all. They would have seen everything.
Sure.
So when they come out with phrases and they don't want to mince their words because doctors know what they know and you're paying them to know what they know, they want to get the message across loud and clear.
Yes.
And sometimes it's just a bit blunt. A list has come out on Reddit. What is the most out-of-pocket thing your doctor has ever said to you?
Oh, this is a good question.
Yeah. So we'll go around the team in just a tick. A couple off Reddit are a bloke says that he woke up from emergency surgery because his appendix ruptured. The doctor said to him, pick your three favourite foods you'd love to eat right now. And he goes, pizza, steak, wings. And he goes, wonderful, can't eat them.
That is nasty.
Doctors sometimes, I think, have like a weird sense of humour.
Well, you'd have to.
Yeah.
You'd have to. Another person has said that they were experiencing abdominal pain. So he went and got an x-ray. The doctor held up the x-ray to him, showed it to him, and said, this abdominal pain, you are literally full of crap. You need to go to the bathroom. And it's like, just don't mince your words.
Yeah, obviously not.
And others that come up are doctors have said, you see this like x-ray of your skull? This has to last you your entire life. Don't F it up. And you go, whoa, the doctor is not mucking around.
No.
What has the doctor said to you that makes you go, right, okay.
This really interesting doctor experience. Years ago, I used to go to this doctor down the M1 in Sydney. It was a bigger, chunkier bloke, older bloke, probably about, 50s, I'm guessing. Old school GP. Anyway, the doctor's office was like in an old house. You know, they convert houses into doctor's surgery. Anyway, it had a very long hallway and his office was right at the end. And when I went in to go see him, he like jogged backwards down the hall.
Oh. What?
And it's this like overweight 50-something-year-old. I was like, you're going backwards quite quickly. Like, what else do you say in that situation? He goes, yep, years of playing basketball, I was like, how does that qualify you to run backwards quickly? And why are you doing it?
And there's no need for that.
Nope.
Just run like a normal person.
Yeah, or walk down the hall with me at the same pace.
Generally, that's what you do.
I've had doctors who you go in there for checkups or whatever, and then they willingly pass judgment, and they sit there and go, what are you doing that for, or whatever. And you go, hang on, like I'm looking after my health, whether it's got to do with what I eat or anything. You're not here to pass judgment. I'm here to look after myself. Yeah. Like, just literally do what I'm asking. We'll move on. We'll be happy as Larry.
We don't need to make this any more awkward than it is.
Yeah.
Or here's one. I had a doctor say to me that we're going to do a test, and he's like, all right, sweet, that's fine. By the way, the work experience kid's here today. He's got to sit in and watch. And I was like, Don't know how I feel about that with a 16-year-old in the room.
Oh, that is so awkward.
I'm going to put my pants back on.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Massive news for us local pizza and pasta lovers. Company announcement from Fat Nonna's, friends of the show.
Are you personally sponsored by them?
Haven't mentioned them in ages. So
okay.
Come off it. So the company announcement they posted on their socials this week, Nonna takes over Papa. So Fat Nonna's pizza and pasta expands with its acquisition of Papa Franco. So they're going to, in its recent acquisition of the little franchise, a local pizza and pasta brand with four locations in Hamilton, Nelson Bay, Katara and Wall's End will officially be transformed into Fat Nonna's.
Oh, right.
So it's got like three or four Fat Nonna's shops at the moment. Now it's going to like double its amount.
fat Nonna is doubling in size.
Well, I mean...
Well, none of that shaming on the show.
That's rude to say about my Nan.
Well, it's amazing because, you know, it's able to reach across all of Lake Macquarie, Newcastle and now Nelson Bay areas, and it's meant to be coming to us in the coming weeks. So look out for that. There could be some changes afoot.
Yeah, that's it. And you're a big fan of their pizzas, right?
Oh, my God. It's one of the best I've ever had. It's better than my mum's homemade pizza.
Yeah. She said a lot of rude words this morning.
That is a big call.
That is probably the rudest.
I just like their dough better.
Wow.
Mm. Oh, it's okay. Mum already knows. It's fine. She actually agrees.
Bites so the hand it's that fine.
You've got to be so careful. You're living at home as well.
Yep.
Don't throw your mum under the bus. Don't do that.
Not again.
Not again? What do you mean, not again?
It's happened before.
Oh, has it? Oh, yeah. Sorry, Mama.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Reading this article yesterday about a guy who bought a car and, it went wrong pretty early on.
Mm.
And he had to repair the engine 4 times in 2 years for a total cost of nearly $12,000.
Oh.
What a nightmare. Jeez. Right?
You could buy a whole new car for that amount of money.
You
right?
totally could. Cars can be expensive. That's the repair side of things.
Yep.
But there's also like the upgrade side of things or fixing side of things. What my childhood friend growing up, their family had this old Morris Minor, which is a sort of, it looks like a bit of a Beetle kind of thing, but a bit cooler. And anyway, they got it resprayed and new seat covers, like reupholstered.
Oh, yeah.
Nearly $15,000.
Jeez.
So expensive. Cars can be so expensive along the way. Even a small repair can cost a lot. You recently had your radiator done, right?
Yeah, my engine coolant had a hole in it. And so I couldn't drive 20 minutes without it going like engine coolant from 100 to 0.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so it would just start flashing at me and beeping. And I made the journey from South Newcastle, Sydney to Newcastle. I had to stop every 20 minutes on the side of the M1 and fill up my water coolant.
So what were the repairs on that one set you back?
$1,700.
Just to fix a hole, basically.
Well, I had to get a whole new part.
There you go. But it can be so expensive getting cars fixed and stuff. But also, there's people that spend a lot on upgrades as well.
Mm.
You know, new, I don't even know all the parts, but turbos, wheels,
boilers,
all of that stuff. Stickers. I think they're the cheapest part. But yeah, they do get them wrapped and stuff as well. New paint jobs. People can spend a lot of money on cars. I mean, $15,000 for some new paint and new seats seems like, seems crazy to me.
How's this? My mate upgraded from a Volkswagen Golf. So again, hatchback car, decided he wanted a Ford Raptor. Massive, massive. It's like
huge
up there with the Rams, like huge American style utes, close to $100,000.
Oh my God.
Paid in cash.
Wow. He's doing well at life.
That's the question, isn't it? Paid in cash. And even the dealer said to him, bro, I don't think this is a good, like, I'll make the sale, but I don't think this is a good idea. And he's like, nah, I don't want finance. I don't want anything. Here's cash. And they're like, that's a house deposit. And he's like, nah, I want a car.
There you go.
Right.
Sometimes people spend a lot of money on cars. And this is what I wanted to do here. 4967-4105. Do you spend a lot of money on cars or do you know someone that does? Maybe you want to dob someone in or it's a friend or family member who's spent a bunch of cash on cars. I mean, $100,000. I don't think
we'll beat that.
But my friends who spent $15,000 on paint and seats, which seems outrageous. Could that be beaten? Maybe you've got a bunch of different vehicles and you've got all the regos and stuff to cover or know someone that does. Or maybe it's like a parts and repairs thing. Let's find out Newcastle's expensive car stories.
We're off to Raymond Terrace. Morning, Debbie. Tell us who's spending all the money on the car.
My best friend. Her car is just a money pit.
Oh, what's she doing to it?
Well, her partner, God love him, he keeps paying for expensive repairs. And then he says, right, now this major repair's been done, we'll just sell it, right? And she says, oh, no, it's good, it's good. And then something else goes. She's been fined because the tyres were too wide, they'd get rims, windows, motors. There's so much money they've spent on this car, and he keeps saying, we're going to sell it. And she's like, no, it's good, it's good.
What
and
then a something nightmare.
Else goes. So is it a good car, or is it a lemon that she's trying to make a good car?
I truly believe it's a lemon, but look, he loves his car.
When you truly believe it, Debbie, so do I.
All right, heading to Rutherford. Good morning, Justin. How expensive was the car?
Oh, I think I might do a build price of about $180.
$180, did you say?
$180. That's not too bad.
I wish it was that.
Oh, wait a second. What's going on?
Yeah.
So a goal when I started my own business was to buy a Silverado, and that's what I've done.
Oh, those big trucks. Yeah, okay. Nice one. Well, congratulations on doing that and getting your own business going, because that's a lot of hard work. What does the truck look like now, or what extras have you put on it?
Oh, just the standard bull bars and toolboxes and things.
Do you
regret spending that much money?
Not at all.
What? You've worked hard for it, and you deserve it. Do you give a plug to your business? This is your chance.
Oh, SciTech Drilling, based in Rutherford, Geotech Drillers.
SciTech Drilling, represent. Bought him a Silverado. Well done, Justin. Good stuff. Thanks for coming on.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest.
All right, your chance to win up next. Put three things in order from the cheapest to the most expensive. It'll be just stuff from the shops or whatever, or maybe something we've found online. Let's meet our contestant for this morning, shall we?
Let's do it. Steve in Rutherford. Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Going fantastic, guys. And yourselves?
Really good.
Couldn't be better. So good. Now, do you know how the game works, Steve?
Well, I think I'm going from cheapest to dearest.
That's the one. You've got it perfectly. All right. There's a bit of a theme to today, because today is International Macadamia Nut Day.
Why wouldn't there be a macadamia day?
Great question, Steve. Great question.
I love your work. Oh, I see what you did there. Do you like a macadamia, Steve?
I do like a macadamia.
Oh, I think man, you should do well on this then.
Better or worse than a cashew, Steve?
You know what? Tough call. But I'm going to go, because it's an Aussie nut, I'll go to the Macca.
Yes! Yeah, good lad.
Love it. All right, your first item here on the list is a Woolworths Macadamias Roasted and Salted 400-gram pack.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, item number two is a second-hand industrial macadamia harvester that would suit new buyers, as it was only purchased in 2023 and only done 180 hours... it's the Lismore Engineering custom-made harvester, comes with a tractor, and it's for sale on the Australian Macadamia Nut website.
Jeez.
Yep.
And item number three is a 180-millimetre macadamia tree from Bunnings Warehouse. So just to review, 400-gram packet of nuts, roasted and salted.
Yum.
Then you've got the industrial macadamia harvesting machine, and then you've got the 180-millimetre macadamia tree from Bunnings.
All righty, let's play. The cheapest one will be the 400-gram pack of nuts.
Great.
Then we'll go number three, the tree.
Wait, in number three, the tree? Or number two, the tree?
Number two for the tree.
Yeah.
And I think the harvester will be the most expensive somehow.
Okay. Well, let's find out together, shall we? Let's reveal the prices. For 400 grams of Woolies macadamia nuts, roasted and salted, $15.40.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yep. Yeah, they're not macadamia nuts are expensive.
I knew they were expensive. I didn't think they'd be that expensive.
How about if you want your own tree, though? That will cost you $28.90, which means you're still in this. The harvester, only a year old, will cost you $176,000.
He's only got it.
You beauty.
Well done. The prize is all yours. Double gold reserve to see the Knights up in action this weekend. You a big Knights fan?
I'm a massive Knights fan.
Yes.
Good on you.
Perfect.
We're going to make the top eight, aren't we?
Damn straight we are.
Yes. That's what I like to hear.
Threatening to blow this game apart. Takes it. Oh, he might have just done it. Absolutely gorgeous from the Knights.
And finals footy is so close. You could almost taste it. It's been a must win for the mighty Newcastle Knights the last couple of weeks. Last weekend, a great victory, 36-14 over the Titans. Kalen Ponga with a double. The man of the moment, oh, captain, my captain, he joins us on the phone. Kalen Ponga, good morning.
Thank you for that intro. That's pretty funny. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Well, mate, you had an absolute stellar performance over the weekend. Two tries, a good kicking game to boot. Must feel good heading into a must-win clash this Sunday against the Dolphins.
Definitely. Yeah, and it's to be, or to have this sort of scenario here at home this weekend, pretty exciting for us. And no doubt, you know, we're going to have a lot of support and a lot of fans, and no doubt we're going to need it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Pretty much a sellout crowd. Did you think that this would happen?
Oh, I would have liked to have been maybe up the ladder a little bit more, but in terms of the sellout crowd, like, nah, I know what Newcastle fans are like. I know what the Hunters like, and you know, as soon as we finished that game, pretty much the excitement just, you know, was completely towards this weekend, and we're very lucky.
Yeah, that's right, and finals footy just around the corner as well. I guess, is there like a little ritual that you need to do to calm the nerves, especially in front of all of those people?
I do get nervous. I definitely get nervous, like excitement nerves, but I enjoy that feeling as well, and I don't know what. Nothing different, nothing, you know, we don't need to change anything now, not going into this weekend at all, but just embrace it, enjoy it. It's a huge week for us, for the community, and just get around it, make sure you enjoy every moment, really.
Yeah, that's it. And once a night, Old Boys Day as well. Tell us about that.
Old Boys are a huge part of this club, a huge part of this current playing group, and, you know, we've had so much support from them over the years. It's a big day for them. I'm not too sure how many will be there, but they'll be there proudly, and you know, they know, or we know what performance they want from us. But it's a huge day for them. It's just, you know, to recognise those that have been before us, which is special.
It's going to be a big day for the fans on our Sunday. Look at the sellout Mac Jones Stadium, as we said. New FM, we're going to be there Sunday afternoon, broadcasting live. The Fan Zone kicks off at 2 o'clock. The NRL's at 4 o'clock. The NRLW at 6:15. Mate, you're in for a very busy Sunday.
I think there's a lot of people that'll be busy on Sunday for many reasons.
Yeah, true.
It's a big day. Sunday Arvo in Newcastle, like, I don't know if there's anywhere better that you want to be. So we're like a lot of people, we're just excited. We can't wait to get around it.
Now, chatting about the Dolphins, season number two for the Dolphins. They're looking on the verge of finals footy, and they're wanting to give Wayne Bennett a proper sign-off before he heads to the Bunnies next year. Is that playing on your mind, that they're out to secure their spot in the NRL and make a statement for themselves in their second season?
You just gave them a pep talk there, didn't you?
Oh, I know. But listen to this guy.
they will be out. Like, do you find that that's a bit of added pressure?
He's wearing a Knights jersey as we speak. So you're in safe hands.
Big call, KP.
I think that chat will definitely be, you know, being said in their camp. You know, things like that. It's a big game for both teams. Like, you know, we want to make the eight. They want to make the eight. For whatever reason, you know, each team has their motives, and you know, we're just lucky that we're at home in front of our fans, and that's why it's so special for us. We get to have this game here at home. I'm not too worried about what they're saying. It's more about what we do and how we prepare.
Couldn't have put it better. That's fantastic. Yeah. The excitement, and Newcastle is behind you guys. Good luck for Sunday. Can't wait to see you ahead with the win.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather with Skid.
Good morning. My name is Kingsley Cameron. I'm 10 years old in year 5 at Raymond Terrace Public School, and I'm today's weather whiz kid. Today's weather forecast is mostly sunny with the tops of 24 degrees. Right now in Maitland, it's 11 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, that was stunning, and what a pace as well. I mean, that might have been one of the fastest weathers we've had in here, and but very impressive. It was flawless. No errors. Very, very good.
I'd say 10 out of 10.
Oh, so yeah. Would I. Very good. Now, did you have any shout-outs you wanted to do this morning while you're here? You're on the mic. You're live on air. Who do you want to shout out?
I want to shout out my mum and my sisters. My big sister sometimes drives me around to places. My mum always drives me places.
Oh, the mum.
She takes me to school.
The mum taxi service. While she's driving you around, you've got to give her the kudos, right? Well, very well done. You should be very proud of yourself. You've done well.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Kingsley. You've scored your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland. We can jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime. So stay all day. Open now at Charlestown and Green Hills. Kidsworldplay.com.au is where you can go to find out more info. And if you want to be our next weather whiz kid and read the weather on air for us next week, of course, get on it now at newfm.com.au.
That's simple as that. You can be like Kingsley. I mean, if you can. That was so yeah. Impressive.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
So a video has emerged on the wonderful world of Reddit, and I think it's what you could dub a grocery store worker's worst ever nightmare. Probably the worst thing that could happen. So the shelves in the oil aisle of this little supermarket has completely collapsed. Bottles smashed, oil sludge oozing through the shop floor. Like, it looks like a tsunami that's gone through a town. It's crazy.
The entire floor is covered or slowly being covered by oil.
Mm.
It's not just one aisle.
No.
It's the entire floor of the whole supermarket.
Crazy.
It must have been all of the oil stacked right to the roof.
Yep.
And the whole thing's collapsed. Every single bottle smashed. Oil is everywhere. It's a yellow floor now.
Yes.
It's now, you spend a lot of time working in supermarkets, Scott. This sort of thing, if it happened, what would be the response, do you think?
Crying. And disaster.
Resignations?
Hit the panic button. I'm going home.
Clock out. I'm blocking out.
See you later.
I've got to go suddenly. I've got a doctor's emergency.
It's not my problem.
Yeah. I think they'd have to probably... They couldn't just get all the mops in the Coles or whatever. They'd have to get some special cleaning in, wouldn't they?
The big thing that they write around the store cleaning on the floors is called a Mead machine. And so you've got somebody on site that can use that. Would you have to try and clean it up at least a little bit? Because that can't be good for the machine.
That'd ruin the machine.
That much oil would send that thing to the tip.
Yeah, yes. Basically, and those would be expensive.
Very.
The machine.
Mm.
So, yeah, so you'd have to get specialist cleaners in. It would be, it'd probably take, and the shutdown. Oh, my God, you'd have to shut the whole shop.
Yeah.
It'd be too slippery.
Well, yeah.
So what a disaster having to clean that up.
Though. Exactly.
The proper way to clean up that stuff, though, is you throw oil on it and make it solidify and then you sweep it up.
So throw oil
no,
on
sorry,
oil?
Sorry, flour. Flour on the oil.
So
throw flour on the oil
right.
And make it solidify and then you sweep it up. That's how you do it.
And then
properly.
You put it into a frying pan and make pancakes.
Well, that's exactly right.
Let's not do that.
Yes.
That is not real advice.
Make pizza in the shop.
Yeah.
So this is what we want to do now. We want to ask, what's the worst thing that you've had to clean up? Like, this could be at work, like this poor supermarket.
Sure.
Or it could be at home. It could be anywhere at an event, maybe at a picnic, whatever. So, like, one that springs to mind for me, a personal, it was gross. But, like, a couple of years ago, I used to work at the Reject Shop, represent. But the thing is, there was a kid on a hot summer's day. The poor thing was feeling sick. He was in his mum's trolley or something like that. Spewed everywhere all over the Reject Shop floor.
Oh,
it was awful. Right. It smelled bad. The poor thing. But I ended up having to clean it up, and it was a nightmare and a half.
RE to aisle 6.
Yes, pretty much.
Oof, that is bad.
Righty.
Bad clean-up stories along the way.
Mm.
What about you, Scott? Any clean-ups that you had to do during supermarket times?
Bodily fluids left and right.
Oh.
That is unlucky.
We've seen people have explosive out of the back end.
In the
shop.
That is awful.
That was really bad this one day. It sent the staff into panic stations because he just let it happen and kept shopping.
Oh!
That's too much.
Not really pleasant at all. How do you go up to somebody and say, excuse me, sir, I would check your behind? You can't say that to somebody. Anyway.
On they go.
Yeah.
For me, it was when a flood went through the garage and there used to be like old carpet in there.
Oh, yeah.
It all got soaked.
Oh, no.
Everything had to come out of the garage, had to take it all to the tip, and it started to go mouldy. Even after the first day, because it went sunny the next day. Mm. It was so hot. Absolute disaster.
Cleaning
worst
always
thing
takes
I had
forever.
To clean up. Yeah. Mm. All right. So this is what we're after.
Megan in Head and Greeter. Good morning, Megan. What's the worst thing you've cleaned up?
Morning, guys. I was boiling condensed milk once, and I walked into the kitchen after hearing a huge explosion, and it just looked like somebody had shat all over the ceiling because I'd let the water level drop down, and the whole can exploded.
Oh,
everywhere.
And it's so sticky as well. The cleanup would be an absolute nightmare.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes.
That's shocking.
That is really bad, isn't it?
Yeah, and the stickiness would not go away. Ben's in Cessnock. Hey, mate, tell us, Ben, what'd you have to clean up?
G'day, guys. So for a bit of context, a former partner of mine, we hosted a little bit of a gathering at our house, and she had one too many lemonades, so I had to go put her to bed, and decided to check on her after a little while, and come into the bedroom and find her laying in bed in, like, quite literally swimming in her own vomit, and I had to clean up that, like... It was. I don't understand how one person created so much vomit, but it was just, there was so much, and it was just, I didn't know. It was just,
no wonder you dumped her. She sounds terrible.
The old bottomless pit.
Oh, boys.
Have you found love again, Ben?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we like to hear. Good on you, Ben.
Hopefully this one could hold the 11
Yeah, no, you never want to be swimming in any fluid, do you?
No.
Except water. All right, in Rankin Park, Emily, what's the worst thing yet to clean up?
I was supervising some students walking along a surface that's a mixture of, like, concrete and sandpaper. A kid's fallen over and taken the top of his nose off on the surface, and the blood was just bucketing down. I had it down my arms, all over my clothes, and it wouldn't stop. But to make matters worse, it was a 40-degree day, and the smell of blood on that black sandpaper surface is a smell I will never forget.
Oh,
how soon after that did you quit?
I had to try and stop the bleeding, so I had to stand out there and deal with the smell and the look.
I wouldn't work at wherever that is ever again.
Not until the resignation notice is handed in.
Oh, my God.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Reading a story this morning about Volkswagen over in Europe in a bit of trouble because there's so many different, like, electric vehicles now coming out of China, basically.
Yeah.
Volkswagen have been around so long. Mm. They've been, like, they're such an icon of the car industry.
Yeah.
You would never think they would be threatened or in trouble. They reckon they might be closing factories, all sorts of things, getting rid of heaps of people.
Oh, no.
It's, like, they reckon they're in big trouble. They had a big meeting about it. It's actually a crazy new world we're going into.
Are they starting to go down the same route as, like, Holden?
Well, let's hope not, because that was a tough time for a lot of people. But
yeah.
You're a big Volkswagen fan, Scott.
Well, right? I drive a Volkswagen.
That's what I mean. Wow.
Great car.
And it is. They're zippy little cars. They're such a, like I said, such an icon.
Good quality.
And a great car to get around. Great for a first car. Like, it's not my first car, but
fun.
Like it's, but it's a fun first car. Yeah. Very, very easy to drive. So hopefully there's not too many job cuts and cars off the road.
My first car was a Golf as well.
Ah, there we go.
So fun. So I would hate to see this end. I don't know. Hopefully they can get organised. What's happened is they've just waited too long to build electric cars. Yeah. Like, why have they waited so long?
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Uber have announced that one of their many platforms that they operate out of, so they do Uber Pool, they do Uber Eats, everything, one of them is shutting down for good this month. It's called Uber Car Share. Never heard of it. They bought the brand Car Next Door.
Now, I remember that brand.
That's what I remember. Yeah. So they bought that 2 years ago for $105 million, replicated its business model, said keep things exactly as they are, and not even 24 months later, they're pulling the pin. $105 million gone.
Just gone like that.
Now, Car Next Door, the way it works is, Crevo, say your van. I'm looking to get a van.
Yeah.
I can log on to the app, see that Crevo's got his van listed for X amount of money per kilometres.
50 bucks or whatever.
50 bucks an hour plus kilometres, whatever. then I go to Crevo's house, get the van, drive it for a period of time, and then return it to Crevo's house. So in essence, it's car sharing.
Yeah, which is pretty smart. Like, a pretty good idea, especially for, like, if you need a ute or something just for a couple of hours.
It beats ringing up your mates. And yeah. they'll probably charge you more money.
They want beer as well.
They want all that on top of it. So unfortunately for Uber, they've bought this startup which was doing exceptional things. $105 million later, it's all gone.
Gone.
Down the dunny. It's up there, unfortunately, with a bad business decision. And it looks like it's not due to anything that Uber did themselves. They're saying that it's all because our car ownership is down, cost of living crisis, people are getting rid of their cars and finding alternative methods getting around. What are some of the worst business decisions in history? This has got to be up there. There's a list of 20, but I won't go through all 20 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Someone should have phoned home, the headline reads. Apparently, Mars and M&M's were approached to feature in a movie that they turned down, and in the end, they went with Reese's chocolate brand instead. The movie was E.T., one of the biggest movies of all time.
Oh, my God.
That's a bad decision.
Yes, hugely bad decision. Very, very famous one. It was all the publishing companies that turned down Harry Potter and said, nobody wants to read about a wizard with a scar on his head.
You would be kicking yourself.
Yeah, if you were, I don't know which one it was. That they ended up publishing. Do you know?
Wasn't Penguin Books, was it?
No. Sainsbury or something is the one moment, is the one that does it. But yes,
you were HarperCollins or whatever, you'd be, and there you go, I'm not doing this trash.
Yes, if you was pitched to you and you were the guy that said no, there's the door.
Yeah, Bloomsbury. Fired.
Bloomsbury.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. A new Sainsbury, something like that.
Some sort of brie. Yeah, it was something like that. The smartphone game has always been a big one.
Yes.
Because phones have existed for a while now, but who jumped on the glass, touch screen, everything like that first? Well, obviously Apple and Samsung. Where's Motorola now?
Oh,
yes.
And Nokia. We spoke a little bit earlier on the show about it as well. Where's Kodak? Yeah. They had the patent for the digital camera.
And they went, nah, not going to be that big.
We're going to stick with photography and not go into communications. Oh, my Lord. No.
Dumb as you get.
There's people and places that have rejected the Beatles. There was the time that Coke decided they wanted to change up the recipe.
That's
shapes,
right.
And Arnott's did it as well. Do you remember when Arnott's tried to change shapes?
Yes.
And everybody cracked it. And so then they released the new and the original version side by side. The new version is gone. They got rid of that.
It's originals back, yeah.
Obviously, Blockbuster being offered Netflix and saying, no.
No, that won't be that big.
It's never, ever going to happen. Wow. I was actually listening to a podcast about this recently, and the amount of people that were standing up and saying about at a Video Easy conference that it's safe as houses. Invest. People are not going to use the internet to watch movies. Look where we are now.
They were wrong.
Yeah, they were very, very wrong indeed. A big one that I found, and you'd be laughing all the way out of the bank. George Lucas, the owner of Lucasfilms, Star Wars. So when the first Star Wars movie came out and the franchise started to grow, merchandising was not a big thing at all. They convinced him, 20th Century Fox, convinced him to take a $20,000 pay cut. In exchange, he got all of the merchandising rights for Star Wars.
Oh!
So now his net worth is over $5.2 billion. Mostly based on merchandising of the Star Wars films.
20 grand.
Off lunch boxes and drink bottles and movies.
And everything else.
And everything under the sun. And somebody at Fox went, nah, let's save 20 Gs.
That is such a nightmare.
New FM.
De Novos.
Now, kids are heading back to the classroom over in the UK. They're coming off holidays. So Dior, the luxury brand, has decided to launch a bit of a sale for the kids.
That's nice.
Yes. They sell kids' products as well as women, men's, whatever, accessories. So they've launched a £460, that's about $750 Australian, kids' school shoes known as black leather loafers. Yeah.
I'm sorry, that is ridiculous.
This is on sale.
What's the normal price?
The money in... for us over here, just roughly as a guesstimate, is around $1,600. Full price.
Shoes.
Yeah.
School shoes. Kids' school shoes as well. They get scuffed. They grow out of them.
Yep.
They last about 4 months.
Yeah.
Even if they're super tough, kids just ruin shoes. Mm.
They do. These ones come with a gold buckle with the luxury fashion brand's logo on it. Also comes with a little dust bag. You know, as if the kids have got to put them back in a bag.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Yeah, well,
isn't it?
As part of its selling point, Dior describes it as the loafer revisits a timeless style, showcasing the house's shoemaking savoir-faire, which means competence.
Yeah, well, all of that is just totally unfair. What kids can afford that much?
Well, look, I did some digging. I found some dupes online. Kmart, $25 for the same thing. H&M, $60.
That sounds more realistic for a shoe prop. Like
kids from Aldi.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Aldi do them even cheaper.
And Loafers. They're different. Well, and good.
And Aldi, good, different. Aldi in the UK is a next gold level mine. World. Is a gold mine. There is nothing they don't sell.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, other items on the Dior website, I went through, found some of the most either, I guess, basic but also unusual items that we can look at.
Question for you.
Yeah.
What Dior items do you own, Ari?
None.
None?
I'm not that rich.
Okay.
Uncomfortable, I shop at Kmart.
Have you ever owned any Dior items, Scott?
Look at me, Crevo.
Yeah, I look at you and I think, you are dripping in Dior. You should do well in this quiz.
Uh-huh.
All right, so I've got a couple from its website, its official website. So this is Dior again. So a black shoulder bag, which is very small, shaped like a horse saddle.
Oh.
So it looks kind of quirky, very silly.
$1,200.
Scott?
$1,500.
$6,700 for a little bag that looks like a saddle.
Oh, my God. Okay. That is too much money for a tiny bag.
How about this?
Tiny bag, big price.
Recently launched for winter 2024 over there, the Canage key ring, shaped with the initials of CD, which means Christian Dior, silver and gold finish, brass finish of some kind.
It has brass.
Sort of.
$50.
I'd go $650.
$1,200.
For a key ring. This is really offending your sensibilities, isn't it, Scott?
How about this? Do you guys wear any bracelets, watches, whatever?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I'll occasionally wear a little bracelet or something just to flashing things up.
Wow.
Fancy much?
Very rarely, but occasionally.
How about this? A men's braided leather bracelet.
So it's a bit like one of those little good luck ones from Thailand or Bali or something.
Yep.
You get at the Denpasar Airport.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, $25.
Make it ridiculous. $3,000.
Close, $660.
Oh, in between the two, basically, but no one got it. $650.
I've got the best one. A kid's scrunchies set of three. Just three black scrunchies.
All right, so part of your school, back to school. You
Whatever.
Need some scrunchies. Yep. You need school shoes.
$250.
Oh, no, surely not. $150.
$660 for scrunchies.
That is too much money for three scrunchies. How much are scrunchies at Kmart?
$250. Oh, a couple of bucks.
$2.50.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
the difference. That's crazy.
Yep, and a phone pouch, $1,400. Thanks for coming, everyone.
All of that is just outright. People live on different levels, don't they?
Yeah.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
I'm embarking on a new project, guys. It's going to be an interesting one. Hopefully it'll work quite well. So I'm trying to teach Mum how to use Spotify.
That isn't too hard.
No, I've taught my dad how to use it. He's okay with it at the moment.
Like you press the button.
Yeah. But, you know, they're spoiled for choice on Spotify. Like, you know, Mum was like, oh, look, I need to start walking. I want to go and do something for me, you know, to put something on while I, you know, go and do my exercise. I'm like, yeah, great. Let me set it up for you. So I think today's the day that she's going to crack down on it and be like, I need to learn because I need to keep up with what's going on in the world, including something to motivate me for exercise.
Well,
it's hard
to
motivate yourself.
That's it. And it's the best place to get the Novos podcast.
It is.
So she can listen back to the show again.
Well, she only catches half of the show live.
Oh, there you go. Perfect opportunity.
She can catch up on all our great content. But, like, yeah.
That's pretty much the only thing you'd use it for in our listening area.
Yeah, well, true. But the thing is, though, she's right. Like, it is hard to find that one thing that gets you, you know, out of bed and into your sand shoes and, you know, do something productive for your body. But, yeah, so hopefully it works for her.
Well, fingers crossed she can get motivated and get out there.
And
go get
Amari's
mum.
How to use Spotify.
You can do this. I mean, boomers and technology, it's a hard go, but good luck.
You calling my mum a boomer?
No, I would never. I was just making a general statement.
Careful.
Come on. No, that's you. You're the only one using those words.
Oh, throw me under the bus every time, I swear to God.
Yeah, it's part of my job.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
AI apparently is coming for a lot of jobs. At the same time, it's sort of been, I don't know, sort of the chat around it sort of slowed down.
A little bit, yeah.
One college in the UK, though, is opening the UK's first teacherless classroom taught by AI.
Ooh, this could be controversial.
What are your thoughts on that straight away, Scott? Let's start with you.
A lot of misinformation on the internet.
Well, that is true.
And you can't be teaching misinformation. Well, can't be doing that.
What about you, Ari? What are your thoughts on no teacher in the classroom?
I think it's not the best move because, again, yeah, misinformation. But I think also it teaches kids how to grow up without, like, proper, I guess, role models, people to also, you know, be disciplined properly. And, you know, that human interaction, I think, is very important as well.
At the same time, just to play devil's advocate,
yeah,
sometimes teachers get stuff wrong.
They do.
Whereas a robot, if the answer's the answer, that's the answer.
And I suppose they've still got the kids in their classroom and their parents at home and their families. There's plenty of interaction.
Yeah. That's right. And teachers are always moaning as well.
Oh,
I pay them more money.
Well, I agree with that. But they're always moaning about how hard the work is. You want a day off? How about take the rest of the year off?
Well, what about disciplinary action? If you leave kids to their own devices, could be like a Lord of the Flies situation. Don't know what's going to happen.
Sure, no, because they'd be monitored then by the robot.
By camera?
Hey, you over there, you know, Charlie or whatever. Take that crayon out of your nose, you know, all that sort of stuff. And this is what's interesting as well. It's happening at an elite boarding school where they pay $52,000 a year to go to this school. And they're setting up this first, classroom. It's not been without pushback, though. Not all teachers are on the same page. A retired head teacher and also who works for a UK government department, who's interestingly, their name is Chris McGovern, you can't make this up, says that although technology like AI has a role in teaching, this takes it too far. Mm. I mean, would be good, for example, to get robots to do the marking, right? Because that's the bane of teachers' existence. They have a big stack of papers they have to take home and, you know, question one, the answer's always B.
This might be good for something like maths, maybe science, but when it comes to the world of English, I mean, that can be quite subjective. You can't really mark, you know, a body of writing.
And that's why they should get rid of it.
I think English. That's the benefit. On the flip side of that, subjective pieces are marked differently. Therefore, if person A marks the work, they'll give it a B. But another person marks it, they'll give it an A+.
That's true. When you do an essay.
You do an essay. So English has always had a fault in my eyes because you've always got subjectivity to it.
Maths is a
formula. You know the formula or you don't. You're right, wrong. It's like the Olympics. Higher, faster, stronger, whatever it is.
Mm.
Like, that is the winner. Not based on somebody else's discretion.
So what you're saying is AI should be for all classes.
Ooh.
Because your English, that's where the fault
is. That's true.
And for your math, it's perfect.
I think that there's a lot of wrong information on the internet. And so if you're using the internet to teach what's on the internet, unfortunately...
A bit of a worry.
That would be my biggest concern. But in terms of making a standardized approach to education, great idea.
Yeah. Well, let's get it started. The sooner the better, eh?
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
We're pretty much done for today.
Let's get out of here.
Have a great Wednesday, everyone. We do have to award a prize, though, as well. We've got family pass to Oakvale Wildlife Park. Oakvale Wildlife Park, your ultimate hands-on wildlife adventure. And that goes to Ben in Cessnock. Earlier in the show, we were talking about worst ever cleanups. He had to clean up his ex-girlfriend's vomit all over the bed. Oh. Apparently, she was, in his words, swimming in it.
That's a really graphic picture, isn't it?
He did not sugarcoat it in the slightest, did he? He did not.
Luckily, he got rid of her and has found a better person
now. Yeah, to the curb. Off you go.
Yeah, no one vomits in my bed. And those are good words to live by.
Oh, yeah.
Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Gotcha.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.